Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Weird Science Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Shane.
This is the podcast where comedians talk about everything weird and science. Today's episode, feeling sick? Shove this up your ass.
Oh, great.
Up your butt.
Nice.
Yeah, hey. Probably the butt for the Spotify.
Nice, yeah.
It's the science of anal dilation, everybody.
All right.
Science of the taint, if you will.
All about dicks last week?
Yeah, I'm keeping it on this train, man. I'm trying to branch out, learn some new stuff. I'm off the sauce.
Yeah.
For those listening, you guys know we used to be a kind of slightly beer-themed. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it briefly. At least I like the mantra that I can drink whenever I want.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I don't want to.
Okay.
But I can drink whenever I want.
You can.
I am learning some new science, which we'll probably share, not in an evangelical way. Do whatever you want. But some of it's very interesting.
Okay.
Because it is tied up in one of our favorite topics, which is when I think corporate America twists facts and reality in order to sell you a product.
Absolutely.
Or at least keep it on the shelves.
Yeah. You've heard me complain about marketers oftentimes.
We did a great episode. One of my favorites was about the sugar industry's secret campaign to pay off Harvard scientists, nutritionists.
Oh, yeah.
People that wrote like the food table and downplayed the dangers of sugar, which allowed all these sugar companies who were the lobbyists, the sugar lobby, were paid for by all the cereal companies.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want kids my age eating Twix. And they were like, oh, well, you gotta kibosh that. So they paid off these Harvard scientists. Crazy.
It's crazy. The food pyramid used to be the other direction.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It used to be sugars was the most you needed. And then they're like, vegetables, none.
Your body burns sugar, so you need to eat a lot.
Exactly. No, that's not how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real interesting. So, you know, alcohol has some of that history, which I kind of find fascinating. I've been researching for homeopathic remedies for a lot of things. I'm turning 50 this month, and I think that I'm just in my head about, you've let this go, you've never fixed this, mm-hmm. you never checked on that. Like, so I'm like, it's like, I did that when I turned 40. And the results were great.
Oh, yeah? Checked down some stuff?
I was like, oh, yeah. I'm worried about 50.
Yeah.
Because the last decade has been a slow descent from when I started comedy to where I am now. In terms of physical health.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of my physical health. When I did comedy, when I was for my 40th birthday, I rode 176 miles in one day from Raleigh to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I was feeling fit.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even the peak of my fitness. That was like...
Right.
I did 4 years more of that heavy running, heavy bike riding, just being a good, having a happy life.
Yeah.
And then I went to comedy, and I've had a tremendous comedy career that I really appreciate, even though it's not amounted to much. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy what I've gotten to do
with
comedy.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop, but I got to add some fitness in. So I'm like going through all this stuff. And in doing so, like I've been coming across all these homeopathic remedies, including... Great study they did on the antidepressant that I'm on, mm-hmm. and they compared it to St. John's
wort
mm-hmm. with an O.
Yeah.
I don't know what a wort is.
Wort. Yeah, I don't know
what a wort is.
We have bloodwort plants in our yard.
Wow. Okay. So a wort with a O is some sort of
plant
or herb. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're doing themselves any favor calling it St. John's.
Yeah.
Like it sounds kind of old Catholic remedy kind of thing, but it's a naturally occurring herb. Mm. If you take it daily, the study basically showed that in double blinded studies, it did the just as well
as
most modern antidepressants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think most drugs are that way, right? Yeah, don't they discover that like placebos are just as effective as most of what you prescribed, and placebos don't have side effects?
I think especially in the mental drugs.
Oh yeah,
right. I think the psychosomatic effect, as they call it, when you believe or feel something is working, even though it's a placebo, I think that's legitimate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if somebody told you, hey, you're not going to be happy, but I can make you feel and seem happy for the rest of your life, you'd be like, I don't, what's the difference?
Yeah, yeah, what's the difference? Yeah, yeah.
What is really the difference between the two?
I think it's just a smile.
Yeah, so
like
it's like.
You
it's
can
like,
be sad and smile.
So yeah, sometimes it's like, you know, I there was a great song when I was growing up that some of you old enough will remember by Bobby McFerrin called Don't Worry, Be Happy. The lyrics are incredibly brutal
because
it's always like someone came and stole your bed. You have no place to lay your head. Don't worry.
Yeah, be happy.
And I'm like,
no, I'm going to worry.
No, that's a worry. That's a thing you should worry about. Like you had a break-in robbery. You can't afford a new mattress. You don't have a couch to lay your head on. You're homeless. And now you're in a truck. You're like, that's a worry about that.
Were all those things that happened about all those things happened to Bobby McFerrin?
No, I think.
Because that way he's singing. He's like, nothing to do but sing now.
I don't know if that's right. I know that at some point I heard a story where there was a homeless guy in whatever city that he was, who always had the best attitude.
Oh yeah.
They're rare. We've had some in Raleigh come through that had this, that's cool, man. How you doing, man?
Yeah.
It's real nice. It's a real friendly homeless guy.
Yeah.
And I think he wrote it about that guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, cause he's stressed and he's like, what am I stressed about? That guy's got nothing. Yeah. And he's happy. Mm-hmm. He's a genuinely happy person.
Yeah.
So I took St. John's word. Because you know, if it's a placebo, but I feel better, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's cheaper because it might be, more expensive.
Yeah.
At this point, but I don't care. So I've been researching all this stuff and I got a little sick. The sickness is going around.
What? Are you sick now?
No, not sick now.
Oh, okay. I'm sick. Don't come to my house.
Fall weather hit us pretty hard. Again, we're Raleigh, North Carolina, so fall weather hit us. I don't know, was it? I would say Tuesday before Halloween, it got cold, got chilly. Then it got wet. That temperature change, everybody's sniffling.
And, yeah, it definitely puts some crud in you.
We were all trying to stay healthy, and I immediately broke out some teas, and I make this concoction that is apple cider vinegar, garlic, lemon, cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah. Some people drink this daily.
Honey, yeah. Or some version of it daily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty popular thing and it's not good.
No, it's horrible. It tastes
you're forcing
wretched.
It down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wretched. It's not wretched.
I'm
not
yeah.
forcing it down, I realize, but I am like a hard swallower.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like TMI when you have to have a colonoscopy and you got to drink all that shit they make you drink for a whole week and you're like, God damn, I'm going to die drinking this shit.
A rough segue from have a colonoscopy and all that shit they make you drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was thinking.
Yeah, no.
They make you drink your own shit.
No. You should get one now that you're 50.
Probably should. I think I'm good. But yeah, I think, I was getting, because of this search and these home remedies, I was trying to keep us all safe, and I was just getting bombarded with everything on the socials. Yeah. Every crack, whack, snake oil shit was popping up for me. And one of them led me into a literal rabbit hole. Not a literal rabbit hole, a literal butthole.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because it was about the since-dated internet sensation. I don't know if the internet sensation is the right word. The social media sensation.
Okay.
Was perineum sunning. Do you remember the brief? Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your butt up in the air.
So that's right. I don't know if our audience is familiar or remembers. It'll be like, you know, like when your high school yearbook, like my high school yearbook, like they had a picture of our high school year, like all the things of that year that were kind of our high school career, these photos of like George W. Bush and the Iraq War, 1991 style. 2023, class of 2023 should have a couple dudes right.
Seven there
on all fours, usually at an incredible looking location.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've never seen anyone just perineum sun like behind an apartment. Yeah, it's always real high. So it's like every.
That's because it's illegal. You shouldn't be sticking your ass out in public. You got to go to the top of a mountain to do it.
I bet you could if you had a doctor's note.
Oh, maybe you'd have to tape it to your ass.
It's pretty much, oddly enough, ever since elementary school, a doctor's note is a free yeah. pass to That's park true. Wherever you want. Mm-hmm. To That's do true, whatever yeah. you want. It's like as soon as a doctor says it, mm-hmm. well, I mean, you don't even really have to be a good doctor or do any doctoring. You have to have your MD.
Yeah.
But if people walk in and be like, hey, doc, will you give me a note that says I was sick yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, were you sick yesterday? Yes.
How many people actually follow up with the doctor you go to? You could probably just sign probably a piece of paper.
Those pieces of paper. Yeah, you don't doctor stationery, yeah. and then you're
good.
Look, we're going to start a new internet service.
Yeah, we'll get you out.
If you get a doctor's note, we'll yeah. get you a doctor's note.
Well, yeah, we got you.
Yeah, and basically we're a stationery company.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. It's not a bad deal, really.
I mean, it's not doctorsnote.com, where if you need...
Damn, we better buy that real quick.
Yeah, real quick, man.
Jesus.
That's a good idea. but back to the butts in the air, I was getting served these ads, or it wasn't really ads. I didn't get ads. I got like a YouTube video recommending.
Oh,
like,
sure,
and
sure.
It's always like, or a Reddit thread. Mm-hmm. Like that was popping. I'm just mm-hmm. talking about it. It gets into my Google phone.
Yep.
And it starts trying to figure me out. So I was getting a lot of perineum sunning. And if you don't recall, perineum sunning was, as Shane said, you stuck your ass in the air and expose the perineum, which I think colloquially is called the taint.
Yeah, the taint. Yep.
And, while the joke is that it taint your ass and it taint your balls, or if you're a guy, it taint neither one of those. Mm-hmm. But it is the place where all the nerve endings for all your sexual organs
oh, yeah.
meet and just sort of sit right above your butthole.
Okay.
Or below it. Oh, sure. Yeah, you're yeah. doing it. Okay. Before you think that I'm being gross again, I just wanted to say this is not what we're talking about. well, no, it is, I guess. We're talking about butts, but that had a very special name in the it was the Huguen in the Tao religion.
Or philosophy. So it's named in another religion because it's an important.
It was considered in some ways to be the portal into where all energy enters the body.
Oh, interesting.
And it probably it makes sense to me, to be honest, that you would consider the sexual,
okay, yeah,
sort of seat of sexual energy to be where energy came in, because sex drive in many ways mm-hmm. is the evolutionary like end of where we came as humans,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't hopefully all of you don't have a sex drive where like you see a woman and you are unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be right? bad.
That would be a crime.
Most people are in jail, typically.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why it's hard to watch with your human sensibilities. It's hard to watch animals have sex. It's not a real loving situation.
No, I typically don't go to those bars. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, even those nature shows, yeah. you're just like, the lion holds down the lioness.
And she's like
almost dead, and you're like, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And some animals eat the other one when they're done.
Yeah, it's a real violent act.
Yeah.
Not in theory for us, the sex drive is this long process where you find a mate, and, mm-hmm. you know, and you impress her with your virility and
your foliage.
Your
pomp.
Your house or your right, stuff. Right, yeah, yeah. You know, like
your social class, yeah.
And of course, that is all clearly changing, but I can see where like the Taoists would say, that's where energy comes into our bodies through through our genitals.
And actually, one of the gateway tapes we've talked about in the past, the process of like creating the energy sphere that they want you to use for these meditations, utilize that part as where the energy comes in, and it comes out the top of your head, and then it comes back around.
Oh, so, is that right?
Mm-hmm. So I think probably in the same way that religion does it, it's the same type of thing. It's just kind of the seat of energy. Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting because the circular system, which we supplies blood and oxygen, allows us to live. Like the perineum is the end of the initial circuit. Like it mm-hmm. goes down and back. Mm-hmm. So your blood flows from your brain, or not really. It flows from your heart,
sure.
pumped through your lungs, or depending on which way it's going, down into your stomach, to your perineum, and back up. Mm-hmm. Now, the appendages, the legs and arms, they're like on a, they're like a sidetrack. It takes a separate trip down there, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you can, like, you can lose your legs, you can lose your limbs, and you can still survive.
Yeah, that's in that Bobby McFerrin song.
But you get in that, you get in the main highway, you're in trouble. And that highway, like one place the car turns around, right, it goes back the other way is at the perineum.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot going on there
in
terms of a body part. But I don't think, and science agrees with me, that if you take that body part, expose it to the sun for long periods of time, that you're going to absorb additional energy into your body.
And now, no one's really studied that, right?
No, they've studied it.
Oh.
The people that are doing it have not studied it.
Yeah,
they will absolutely tell you that it's has improved libido. P.S. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Circulation, sleep, and longevity. Now, these were like three of the main, four of the main things that I was looking for, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, well, let me look more into this and see if it has any science to it. And it does not at all whatsoever. It's nothing. At the absolute best is you're going to get a pretty healthy burn on your
body. Yeah, I'm sure.
A place that rarely sees sunlight.
Yeah. Can you do it, just have like a little tanning bed for your...
I mean, you could probably create something, but I don't. Again, it has no
basis in
proven
fact.
Medical. I mean, it is. The mind's an amazing thing. Thinking sometimes makes it so. So, if you want to frickin' sun your perineum, think that it's going to make you a happier person, go for it.
Do it.
Put some sunscreen on because
you're like zinc oxide, like they had in the 80s.
Yeah, basically. Cover your perineum with so much sunscreen that you should just wear pants.
Or just
stop doing what you're doing.
You get tint glasses, and then at least you get a little light coming through, right?
I think it's nothing I read indicated to me. They said there are numerous. So here's what they say. It's got risk of melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and basal cell carcinoma.
All bad cancers. Don't get them.
Yeah, and they said just meditate, relax, mindfulness.
Yeah,
like don't burn your butt to feel better. It doesn't really the cost benefit isn't there.
Yeah,
and that was a real disappointment because generally I like a homeopathic remedy.
Yeah,
and I was hoping to find that, as silly as it looks. Mm-hmm. Forget about the fact that everyone doing it is a good looking.
Right,
person on a hillside or in front of an endless infinity pool kind of thing. They're really onto something. Yeah, I was hoping I was going to find that article. That like somebody's going
to
be like,
because you were all about it. You're ready to go.
I was rip ready to go.
Your neighbor doesn't like you already. Like you're gonna put that.
More reason to be. The one thing that would make me happy is if they had to call the cops and say, "Hey, our guy's in the back with his ass in the air towards us." And the cops have to come and be like, well, he's just facing west. He's
doing what he can.
He's allowed a perineum sun, sir, if he wants to, in his yard. I wouldn't. That nothing would make me happier than that.
That's great.
But so we got, I was sad to see that really there was nothing to this. And then I was stuck with this idea. Well, like, how if this area of the body is so sensitive, there's so many nerve endings, and it was a sacred thing, because a lot of the sacred things to ancient cultures, like later science is like, well, this is why it was sacred.
Oh, right. Yeah, to them, right, because there was something that
because they didn't really realize what was going on, but there was magnetism in these rocks, and so that's why they like were so drawn towards because there were magnetic particles in them, whatever. I like that kind of stuff. I dug deep, and it brought me to a very probably the most fun ad campaign I've ever found.
All right.
The 19th century, late 19th century, 20th century. So right, 1896 into like early 1900s.
Back when medicine was really popping off.
It was not solid doctor's advice.
Yeah.
I hate saying that because I'm not 100% sure that our doctors are like...
Oh, yeah.
I think the gap from 1900 to 2000 will be way less than the gap from 2000 to 2100.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think in 2100, they'll look back at 2000 age medicine, what we're experiencing right now, and they'll be like, look how fucking dumb they were.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't even, like, I think you'll go in and you'll get a scan or something.
Yeah.
It'll map your DNA exactly. Mm-hmm. And by that point, they will know when you're young, born.
Yeah.
They will treat you in such a way that humans will basically live for as long as you want.
Yeah, we're not that far from that.
It reminds me of a, I have a Volvo. My son has now drives a Volvo. But it's an old Volvo, a 2003. And I had a Volvo mechanic. I've never had a brand-based mechanic before that car.
Oh, really?
I just kind of went to a mechanic and they're like, we work on everything. Everyone said, go to him. He's the Volvo guy in town. He was great. And the reason he was great, because it's 2003, had very low miles. Like, he's like, I haven't seen a 2003. When I bought it, had 60,000 miles.
Okay,
not bad. So he's like, man, we haven't seen these in, like, you know, 10 years. 2013. In 2013 is when all these cars came in for these. So he's like, I'll go back and look at some of my stuff. And every time I'd come in, I'm saying, like, I need this. I need this. I'm hearing this. And he's like, usually it's the such and such on the on this model. We like to check that. Check yours. It's loose. I can replace it now, and you'll probably never have a problem again. Mm. Great, $25 bucks versus $2,500.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's like if you worked on the same car every single time, you know, you would start to realize, like, when you say I need to get this done, you're like, well, we can do that pretty quick because we've done it 150 times. Yeah. We know the model. Mm-hmm. So you're going to come into your DNA. Is they're going to be like, oh, she has the predisposition for this. We know that that develops into this. This is her bloodline. This is what's happened. Like, once your family, when they ask you, like, your family history of kidney disease or heart failure, they're going
to
know it when you're born.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to ask.
They're going
to
be like, oh, we know everything medically about you. And we're like, do you want us to remove this from you? Do you want us to put this, you know, do you want to add this? If we do this now, you'll never need this treatment later on in life, which is going to cost you.
Damn, it's going to be so expensive to be young because they'll charge us to be like, just so you know, you have this thing that you might get later. So pay us now. You won't get it.
Mm. I think in some ways it might just be a course of action.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you're born. Okay, I'm sorry. The ones that could potentially affect other people.
Oh, down the line.
Right? Because we have this weird thing in America, like, secondhand cigarette smoke, that's what doomed cigarettes.
Oh, right, because other people that...
It was other people. That's what doomed cigarettes. If cigarettes had only affected you, then it would be... It would have lasted a lot longer.
Yeah.
Because look at vape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what vape is, where you're like, oh, it's vape. It doesn't affect you. And then you're like, actually, it does.
Actually,
alcohol, in theory, doesn't... effect, although it's like the leading cause of death.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But in theory, it doesn't, if I'm drinking, it doesn't make you drunk.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're a Corsican brother.
And so I think when babies come out, it's like, if you want to get that fixed, that's fine. But that's not going to affect society. That stuff is free. That's your vaccinations. Like, we're just going to.
Yeah.
So now we're at this baseline. And now you decide from there, a la carte, what do you want? You know, what color hair do you want? You want the full cosmetic package?
Be like a simulation.
And then some people be like, you know what? This is all effing nuts. I'm just going to have my kid at home.
Yeah, I'm just going to be an Uggo. Not do anything.
I think the Uggos might be the most coveted people in that society.
Probably so.
You know, in a room full of neon, be a pastel.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I think that it, at this point, you know, you're just born and you're like, oh, yeah, this runs in your bloodline.
Yeah.
Always going to get this eventually. All you could really do was moderate it, do better.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get that soon.
You want the scan?
Let's get it. I'm trying to be an Uggo in the future. Let's do it. I want the scan, then I'll reject them.
Oh, you want to know all the things then be like, no.
Yep, no.
No, it's no. You know how they do that with like, to see your results, send us your email, and you're like, fuck that.
Fuck that, yeah. That every IQ test I take, and I'm like, I didn't give it my email, so I'm pretty smart.
It's like when there's like 36 slides, and you're on like 36 click-throughs, and you're on 34, and it's like 35 comes. Please enter your email to see your results. And you're like,
no, not happening.
Just wasted a half hour of my life. Well, so I think that, you know, 1900s medicine probably wasn't great, and this is certainly fits within that. It was a form of a medical device. So I did look into this. For whatever reason, the patent system at the time was placing a heavy emphasis on medical devices. They were incredibly lucrative. So what was happening is patent lawyers were pushing people with any kind of like sciencey, gimmicky medical background to create new things. And the FDA had passed legislation in the late 1800s, in the early 1900s rather, that claimed that any statement about a drug had to be verified by the Food and Drug Administration. That was a good law.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? It's a good law to say you cannot say this. People are stupid. Mm-hmm. I am stupid.
We're all stupid, yeah.
And you should not be able to say this drug does X.
Right. Yeah.
Without, in some regard, having it verified. Mm-hmm. Now, the way that drug companies, when I say drug companies, I'm talking about the alcohol companies, big pharmaceutical companies, and others, the way they get around this is they don't say anything. They don't make any claims about the drug. Mm-hmm. They just don't have people in their commercials that you wouldn't want to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Marlboro Man is the greatest advertisement in the history of advertisements for me.
Yeah, it's aspirational cowboy.
He was so iconically sexy that he's so infused everything about American male sexuality of the 70s that he didn't say anything. He stood there and convinced people to smoke cancer into their lungs.
Yeah.
Right?
He was good at it.
And he still, if you did one of those stupid studies where they're like, what is your opinion of the Marlboro Man? One is not favorable at all, to five, very favorable. He would score three or four or higher.
Still cool dude.
Still cool dude. Mm-hmm. Still got that swagger, right? Mm-hmm. If you walked into a bar, someone like, what's your deal? And you're like, I was the original Marlboro Man. Like, you're getting laid if you want, probably by a dude.
Better have some gum because his breath stinks. But
I'm sure it's awful.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's an incredible advertisement. Yeah. They don't say anything. Yeah. Drugs stop. That's why the drugs don't do that now. But it started in the early 1900s. They didn't have such a regulation on devices.
Oh, okay.
So if you were something you were going to eat or take, this lasted for a long time.
Great.
So the patent industry, which typically the patent industry tries to find a hot area of innovation and then create a patent war. It's almost like surge pricing where like there's a race to get everything. And now the patent lawyers are like, we just kind of wait. Now they say we don't even file patents.
Oh, really?
What we do is we wait until the product gets made, and then we say we actually invented it. And then
we present
it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They file the patent.
Okay.
When the patent is violated, they don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
They wait until it becomes like a multi-billion dollar piece of equipment and market and sales, and then they're like, hey, by the way, that's my antenna that you're using in there. And then they said, that's what patent lawyers literally do.
Yeah, now. I have someone in my family that is a patent lawyer. I'm just like, the amount of money those companies get and spend to do that is insane.
It's really kind of nuts,
man. Yeah.
I lost my train of thought, of course, but patent lawyers were pushing for medical devices. So everybody's coming up with like the new thing, right? Well, this guy named Dr. Young, He created what are called the Dr. Young's ideal rectal dilators.
Nice, catchy.
I'm going to show you these. This is from an 1892. They're invented in 1892. I think this is from a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
It says, in piles of constipation, the best results may be obtained by the one of Young's self-retaining rectal dilators.
Nice. Yeah, they still sell those today.
Yeah, they do for a different purpose.
Yeah, much different.
So if you're haven't seen this photo, we'll put it obviously on the Patreon. And it's basically a picture of four butt plugs. I don't know. That's what everybody. They look like butt plugs. I found some threads on this. Most frequent question was, how big was the big butt plug? And the answer is, it's about 4 to 5 inches.
Wow.
And I forget how round, but pretty girthy.
Jesus. Oh, you're saying 4 to 5 inches of length.
Length.
Oh, I thought you meant girth. I was like, Jesus. Like straight across?
Oh, yeah, no. Four and a half to 5 inches girth is that means like circumference.
Oh, right. Yeah, circumference. Not
four and a half inches wide. That's like a 9 or 10 inch.
Yeah.
That'd
be crazy.
You need to be really dilated. So these were made out of hard rubber, and they came in sets of 4 sizes. When I'm saying this, I'm reading from the advertisements.
Yeah.
Advertisements used to be real.
They gave you everything, yeah.
They really did used to come on the screen for a TV ad and be like, hello, are you looking for a stove? Well, consider the Whirlpool. And you just like go over the features.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. That's why I still have to go to websites to tell me that crap.
Yeah. If you will prescribe a set of these dilators in some of your obstinate cases of chronic constipation, you will find them necessary in every case of this kind.
Hmm.
Price for the profession, $2.50 per set.
Pretty good. $2.50 for four. Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
Not that I know.
Sold by leading instrument houses and F.E. Young in Chicago. I have the instructions that came with them. I will read them with the understanding that it's pretty graphic. You warm the dilator, your preferred size, in warm water.
Okay.
Then lubricate outside of dilator with Dr. Young's Pillow Mint. Or Vaseline, if it was not.
He also lists Vaseline?
He said Vaseline, but lowercase Vaseline.
Yeah. Right?
Just regular old petroleum. And while in a squatting position or while lying on the side with knees drawn up gently.
Mm-hmm.
Insert in the rectum as far as the flange or rim. Hold in a place a minute, and the anal muscles will hold and retain it. Sit or lie down and allow it to remain for half an hour or an hour to get the best results.
Man.
10 minutes will accomplish much. When ready to get on to the next larger size,
best doing it all one to day?
Use for a few minutes the same size you have been using, inserting and withdrawing it a few times.
Oh, my God.
There is no way this was not a well-known front. For butt plugs.
Absolutely. This
is absolutely. Now that I read it, they just told you how to use a butt plug.
Yeah. In an ad. In a regular newspaper.
In an ad for essentially, it's crazy. Ostensibly for constipation. Yeah.
That's wild.
This is the ingenuity of America's gay community, which has existed since the very beginning. It's just only recently that they're just out and fabulous. Sure. They've been meeting under false pretenses for years.
Wild. Secret, right? But apparently women use those things too. So hey,
but this was certainly they're big amongst women right now.
Yeah.
Strangely enough,
what's crazy is that paragraph. You could easily replace the butt plug with how I stretched my ears with gauges when I worked at Hot Topic.
That's the gauge.
It's basically
the same.
Basically
process.
The same thing. Yeah, I had butt plugs in my ears.
The butt plugs were not simply for anal dilation, which is a treatment, alleged treatment for constipation.
Mm.
There was misbranding stuff. There were allegations even at the time of misbranding because people were taking the butt plugs. And this is the problem with 1890s, early 1900 medicine, is someone invented something and you would use it a different way or for a different thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just used it and you're like, holy cow, like my nostrils cleared up.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, oh, man.
Butt plugs are my nose.
Yeah, like my depression's gone away. So, you finally had anal sex, which is your preference.
Oh, yeah, and then
you're happy.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah, so like they started selling them as a cure-all.
Oh, okay.
There was a period of American history where butt plugs were sold as a cure-all for, constipation, but acne.
Oh,
refreshing
wow.
Sleep, urticaria, anemia. And in 1993, Dr. Young himself said this. He said that at least three-fourths of all the howling maniacs of the world were curable in a few weeks' time by application of the orifical method.
Orificial.
Insomnia.
Oh,
the
really?
Howling maniac. He thought we could solve the problem of lunacy, which, you know, was not well understood at the time. He said if we just give 75% just need a good old butt plug and we'll cure them all.
That sounds like a money-making scam to use it on people that have no choice. It's kind of messed up.
I do think there probably is some truth to this.
What I mean is,
doctor, there's no indication any that I read that Dr. Young was nothing but a passionate doctor who believed wholeheartedly that one, these could cure the problem of constipation. Spoiler alert, the FDA did a study of long-term effect of standardized anal dilation for chronic anal fissure or anal continence. Turns out if you put something up your butt on a regular basis, it will widen your butthole and allow you to have less constipation.
Bigger dumps.
I don't know why that was ever a controversial claim.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Dr. Young was groundbreaking, but he was very well respected, and it seems like he took that. Now that I say this, maybe what happened, which I have read, I'm apologize. We're talking about dumps now, but is that they say that the gastrointestinal system is so important to our livelihood. Everything that we get, food is very important.
Yeah, bacteria,
and then how it exits your body is also very important in terms of. So maybe it was just getting people healthier in terms of maybe there was a certain level of just the diet of the 1900s
was
probably such that constipation was a real problem.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like your diet would be so screwed up back then.
Like when I was a kid, even I don't see these ads anymore, but there were laxative ads on.
Oh, like Metamucil and.
Yeah, or all something like we're like, you know, like you'd need a, you know, what were they called? Was it? So it was the commercials I was thinking of were X-Lax.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we'll play one of the famous ones.
It's for my son. I'm lucky to have a normal, healthy American family, and I plan to keep it that way. For instance, for occasional constipation, I keep chocolated X-Lax on hand. We know X-Lax is good. It has a doctor-proven ingredient.
No wonder American families now take X-Lax almost 2-to-1 over any other laxative tablet.
Yes, our family's health comes first. I keep X-Lax on hand. Don't you?
Yeah, right?
That's amazing, because it's like, she's just like, oh, what a beautiful day, by the way. My family takes X-Lax.
Solving her constipation problem apparently improved her life.
Yeah.
That's a 70s ad. So I remember those X-Lax ads as a kid. So that's 50 years ago. 50 years before that, I would guess the diet of the average American did not include enough fiber.
Oh, definitely not.
It did not include enough
water. Oh, yeah.
Probably some of the most dehydrated people.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when, there are more puritanical people, so probably, do you think more people drank or less people drank?
Alcohol?
Yeah.
I think a lower percentage of people drank alcohol then.
So then you're not having those morning problems after drinking.
I can't imagine a higher percentage of people. I think 85% of Americans drink on a regular basis.
That's pretty wild.
Legal age. That's pretty.
That's insane.
If it were any higher, we would just be a problem.
Yeah, maybe that's why we keep starting all these wars.
So I remember that. I think that what happened with Dr. Young is he made this medical device. It did fix constipation. It did help people. And then what they found was that they were a lot happier people. Mm. That they enjoyed exercise and things and so at the end of the day, we should probably figure out why was constipation such a problem until it just wasn't anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not, if you have a problem with constipation, sorry. I mean,
get one of these butt plugs.
But Yeah, I mean, sounds like it works. I mean, not only did Dr. Young figure it out in the 1890s, yeah, but medical studies now confirm this. I mean, this is not us being silly here. Anal dilation performed in a systematic and standardized way had a successful outcome with no complication and has no clear long-term negative impact on anal sphincter's function.
All right.
So you can do it. It helps. That's the science. They sold butt plugs for it in the 1890s, into the 1900s. And then they just made up a bunch of stuff about what they do.
Oh, great.
I don't think they were wrong.
No, you think it was right?
I think sometimes you can do something that's really stupid, yeah, like sunbathe your ass. Mm-hmm. And what you realize is the hike to get to where you want to sunbathe your ass, because supposedly it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's the hike back and mm-hmm. forth that is like, oh, that's what actually did
you. Yeah, you got shook loose.
The good. You know, now yeah. you're like, I've lost so much weight now that I'm hiking 15 miles a day to perineum sun.
Yeah, right.
It's like, really? Whoa, surprised.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. So I think it's probably, there's a lot of hokey things out there. And I don't usually get too bent out of shape when the results are good.
Right.
Like if you commit to a religion, I'm become a gypsy rider. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, great. You become a visibly better person. I'm like, they're calmer, they're happier, mm-hmm. they're more connected. Mm-hmm. But that never, never happens.
No, it doesn't.
Like you join something and then I never see you again.
Right.
And that's usually hang out with my friends from soccer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great, Jordan.
Yeah, those are my run club friends.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I know you're a different person now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I get a little leery of that stuff, but I think a lot of times if the joining is a good result, mm-hmm. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, I know we have some horoscope fans and I'm not anti horoscope, right, but I don't believe it. Mm. Occasionally someone will explain it to me in a way that I'm like, okay, that makes more sense than most of what I've heard.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's some like deep stuff that you can get into about it. And then most of it's just surface level bullshit that someone just makes up for the newspaper.
And that's what I'm saying is that I've never seen this conversation. Like, hey Shane, I'm here to, maybe potentially hire you for a new project. Like, great, great. What's your sign? Like, oh, I'm a Sagittarius. Oh, yeah. Cool. I'm Aquarius. Great. So, Sagittarius and Aquarius, like, we're different temperatures. Yeah, yeah. And so the way I'm going to talk to you is, I've never seen anybody, like, apply it in an effective way where, like, the relationship works. It's always like, we were doomed to fail. He was a Scorpio.
I bet there is probably a correlation between, like, the Briggs-Myers test and horoscopes. And it's like, I'm a INTJ. You're a WWF. Like, we don't get along. And it's like, but that's like, is that one of those more tied closely to a Scorpio? Is one of those more tied closely to a Leo?
I've heard it explained that way, but
there's science behind Briggs-Myers though.
So I just never see the horoscopes being proactively used to make better decisions about who you date. It's only a retrospective look at why that offended me. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't think that offends you because you're a Gemini.
Right.
There's two of you and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
but I'm not knocking it. I don't dismiss anything outright. Mm-hmm. And I'm still open to hearing people. And again, if you get into horoscopes and it makes you a better person, good for you.
Yeah.
I'll take anything that I think makes you a better person.
Yeah. Like butt plugs.
Yeah. If regularly using a butt plug, don't forget, I want to make sure that those instructions were clear. Yeah. Ready to go on to the next one, larger size. Use the old one first. Mm-hmm. It's basically saying, hey, whoa, like ease into this buster. Yeah.
Ease on down the road.
Like, it's like he knew what men were going to do when presented with four options.
Start with the big one first.
And best to use it for a few minutes, same size you've been using, inserting and withdrawing it a few times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That is clearly telling you.
All in out.
But, I think that is something you should try if you're unhappy. I do like that it gives you two positions, sit or lie down.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
With your knees pulled up.
That one's a funny one
too. Yeah, yeah.
Your knees drawn up gently. Mm-hmm. Insert in the rectum as far as they're flung. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the old side pose.
Yeah, it's a Freddie Valois side pose joke.
It is a Freddie Valois. Yeah. Shout out to Freddie Valois. I don't know. I know this one's been kind of a little bit all over the place, but the theme has really been really steady, which is I got into all these homeopathic things, and I generally think if it works because you think it works, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of this stuff, I just have to let it work. That led me into another revisit of the perineum sunning phenomenon, mm-hmm. which then led me to anal dilation, which I originally outright dismissed perineum sunning at the top of the show. But now I'm saying it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe there's something we don't understand to blast in the old.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's like they think our pineal gland let light in, it regulates sleep. It's like, but it's so deep, it doesn't even get light. What the hell?
It's just our skin, right?
Yeah.
Isn't our skin and our eyes that get us? Where does the energy from the sun, aside from consuming it?
Our skin, right? I usually just stare at the sun with my mouth open, thinking that.
Like when they say, which the doctors have said to me for many years now, like, I'm vitamin D deficient. I need to go out and, like, look at the sun. Like, just go stare at it. Just absorb sunlight.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's, like, the best way.
Yeah.
Like, how is that absorbing into us?
I don't know. Sounds like something we need to research on this podcast.
That sounds like a weird thing that we should figure
out.
We got to figure out, why were people so constipated up until the 70s?
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
Secondly, how does the energy enter our bodies?
Yeah.
That's an interesting topic because I always thought, when people always say we're all light eaters, it's like, well, the light makes the plants, which feed the animals that some of us eat, or the plants that some of us eat, or a combination. Mm-hmm. Then we break down that, and in theory, we replicate the plants and the animals, and we keep the cycle going. But apparently, there's something more to it.
Apparently, you can.
Especially for white dudes. I mean, like.
Yeah, we're pale. We need to get sun.
We've probably, in our 100,000-year-old history, introduced the white skin, the lack of melanin. We've probably introduced real damage to the gene pool.
Oh, yeah. Probably so.
Yeah. Like, it probably took, like, you know, like purebred dogs are really unhealthy.
Oh, yeah. It's
probably
yeah.
like we had to get to, like, blonde hair and blue eyes, we probably had to breed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, to a very extreme, like one island, probably Scotland.
Oh yeah, and then you just it's a fine line between having a perfectly healthy race, and then you just go a little bit further, and then you're like, oh man, we're a sickly bunch up here in Ireland.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, and I think redheads have a touch of that's what they always say. Redheads have a touch of that madness.
Oh,
just pushed it a little too far.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah.
So that, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that white guys need sunlight really bad.
Yeah, we do.
My kind of, like, my pale white self, ghost walker, night walker. Well, that's I think that's all I got to talk about.
Interesting.
Man. What are your thoughts, man?
Thoughts are, my cat took a dump during this episode because that's awesome. So I guess my cat's on board.
I don't think he needs it.
No, he's good. He's good.
Yeah. He's a user.
God, I got to get that. It smells in here. I think that, you know, I'm willing to try anything. I'm going to get a butt plug with, like, one of those heat lamps for lizards inside it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then I'm just going to blast the inside of my colon with sunshine.
I bet you, man. I think putting stuff up your butt's good for you. Do it. Try it out.
Do it.
Try it out.
Yeah.
See if it works.
Yeah. Get happy. Like Bobby McFerrin said.
Yeah, don't worry.
Here's a little song I wrote. Stick a butt plug. In there, and I got happy, and then there's a lot of, like, scatting.
Sometimes in life, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Don't have no Vaseline.
Oh,
don't worry.
Yeah. Well, we're selling butt plugs with our logo on it now. So Weird Science.
That's it. That was my closing thought here for me. I had this. We're both comics, and when you start traveling a bit, the money margins get a little tight. So, like, the hack is to bring merch along. Mm-hmm. And I was like, everyone does the same merch, hats, t-shirts. I'm like, I just want to go weird. So I thought about like doob tubes that like, you put a joint in. Thought about, but like sex toys is the best one. Like, if you had a sex toy molded to your actual size.
Oh, there you go.
With your brand on it. That might be kind of fun.
Might be. I mean, that's like, what's the woman that went around to all the musicians in the 60s? She made molds of their...
Wow, what a what a collection. What a talking piece.
Yeah, she's got Hendrix. She's got tons of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
She had Lenny Kravitz, but it broke the bookcase.
Probably did. Probably did.
What a, I mean, just like, what you know, because you, someone's going to inherit that.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, this is my grandmother's dick mold. Collection. She's like, really? She who? Like Jimmy, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody.
Wow.
Oh, I was thinking about like if you had made one and that was in their thing to pass down. Like, nah, dude, that's probably gonna be a Goodwill. Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No. No. That's gonna be broken. No, but butt plugs would be a fun one.
Yeah, you can do that.
Any kind of like any kind of thing that's like stupid and raunchy.
Oh yeah,
with your name on it, it's just kind of like I don't really know what to do. I figure I'd give you something useful. Here's
a go for it. Get some made.
Yeah, you could get if you did sex toys, you could do two sizes, one extremely large, mm-hmm. and one extremely small, mm-hmm. both with your name on it.
Oh yeah,
and then you'd be like. I'll know how you felt about my act based on which one you bought.
Oh, there you go.
Which energy do you think I'm giving off? Yeah. And then you've got a real good read on people.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I'd say more would probably get bought as stocking stuffers and then give it to somebody else.
What a great stocking stuffer for someone to give my mom. Yeah. Like, oh, that's Justin's comedy thing.
Yeah. And then you could say every show you're on, it's like just a little plug.
Oh, like I was doing. Hey. Look, we're gonna make the Weird Science butt plugs for sale at my shows.
There you go.
So look forward for that. You guys are great. Thanks for those of you that support us with a little bit of your money. Appreciate our patrons, our Spotify Premium subscribers. Like, subscribe, follow us on the TikTok, the Instagram, the YouTube. Thanks for listening. This has been Weird Science. I'm Justin.
I'm Jane. Peace.